You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess a federal judge says that the NSA phone surveillance is, and oh, there we go, we just gotten the verdict, is legal. They said it's legal. Federal judge ruled today that the National Security Agency's bulk collection of millions of American telephones and internet records is lawful. Uh-oh. What does this mean for healthcare? So if they could actually, they said it's a critical component of the country's effort to combat the threat of terrorism. Okay, here's my problem with that, all right? If they were already bugging, right, everybody, and listening in, how did the Boston Marathon bombers do what they did? Meanwhile, one of them collecting welfare for 2 years prior to doing it. I mean, who are they listening to? All right, we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to talk about how a professor, quote-unquote, faked, okay, the AIDS vaccine, faked data just so he could get money for a huge $19 million grant money. We'll also talk about knee surgery. I want to talk about concussions linking to Alzheimer's. So we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this whole NSA thing, you know, I think bothered a lot of us because it's one of those things where we knew the government was watching us, okay? But we thought there were certain dimensions or certain avenues or streets that we could be on where we had some sort of privacy. I realized that we had no privacy once I saw Google Earth. Okay? You know how many times I'm in my backyard and then I realize I'm like pulling a plumber, right? Bending over to pick something up or a weed. And so then I try to pick up my pants and you know, so I cover up the tushy and stuff. And then, and I mean, this is all on satellite. Satellite could see anything. They could zoom in anything. And then I saw 24. And after seeing 24, they know everything. All right. And, you know, we're starting to have very superficial conversations and very superficial texts now. Right. And because nobody wants to, you know, be recorded. Nobody wants to, you know, et cetera. And, you know, you don't want to talk about, you know, finding somebody in the office good looking because that could always get back to the wife or whatnot. But in his 54-page opinion, U.S. District Judge William Pauley said this program represents the government's counterpunch to eliminate Al-Qaeda's terror network by connecting fragmented and fleeting communications. He says there is no evidence that the government has used any of the bulk telephony metadata. Telephony, they say, metadata, it collected for any purpose other than investigating and disrupting terrorist attacks. Listen, that's not the point. Okay, I know they didn't care that I was telling my husband to go pick me up a box of tampons when he went to Walmart. I know they don't care about that. But the fact that somebody listened in on that is what bothers me. And maybe nobody listened in on my particular conversations, right? But it just, the fact that they could do this, it's just one of those things where we just lose trust, okay? I mean, you know, I don't know. So I think this government lately, and I guess there was actually a poll out saying 2/3 of people say this is the worst Congress ever. This is a poll by CNN. Okay, I mean, but they're blaming both Republicans and Democrats, okay? I don't think they're just blaming Republicans. I think, and again, maybe it's because I never really followed politics as much as I have in this last decade, but I think this is probably one of the worst times in our history where we look at everything that's going on in politics as an absolute joke. Now, maybe this has always happened. Okay, I mean, you know, in the olden days, you really couldn't talk about Breaking Bad or Walking Dead or Dexter. So you had to talk. The only really thing you could talk about was politics. So maybe there was a lot of discussion, and maybe there was a lot of criticism and going back and forth. But in terms of there being lack of respect and just lack of looking at our leaders, right, with the awe that we used to. I mean, this is exactly why. All right, there's no trust, like with our health care. We were told, don't worry about it, guys. We're going to be okay. You can keep your doctor. You can keep your plan. No, that was all a bunch of bull. And even though I said it, we all said it years ago. We said, look, guys, there's no way you can keep your plan because the insurance companies are going to raise the rate, blah, blah. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're being right wing. Well, no, I'm not being right wing. Okay, I mean, I'm really moderate about a lot of things. It's just I'm kind of using common sense on this one. Okay, that has nothing to do with right wing. I'm not trying to lean Republican or Democrat here. I mean, we're talking common sense. Look at the common sense of this. And so, you know, with a lot of the baloney that we have, no, there's lack of trust in the IRS. IRS targeting certain groups. I would be just as mad no matter which groups. Okay, I mean, like with this NSA thing, whether they listen to conservatives or liberals, I don't care. I'm just mad that they listened in. I'm also mad that IRS is targeting groups. If they targeted liberal groups, I'd be just as mad. Okay, the reason why we live in America is because we don't have a government that's entrenching on our personal rights. Right? We love America because they don't ruin our jobs. They're not supposed to ruin our health care. They're not supposed to get in between our gynecologist and the speculum. But this administration is, and currently the government is. And I think it's just a little bit, I'm a little too claustrophobic for something like this. Now, does our government have high security, you know, should our government have security very similar to Israel? Well, I mean, we know that Israel has phenomenal intelligence. And it's one of those things where I think a lot of people, if they have faith in the government and they have faith in what the government does, there's going to be a little bit more leeway in terms of what they do for security. But when we have the Benghazi attacks, when we have the Boston Marathon bombing, don't be telling us that you're infringing on our privacy is saving lives. Now, maybe they did thwart a lot of attacks. That New York City attack was thwarted, and good job. I mean, I know the government is doing a lot of good things. Okay, they are. I know Homeland Security is doing something, especially now since they aren't deporting illegal immigrants. They obviously are working on something else. So, I mean, I do believe that that's going on. But when we're still being afflicted with this kind of stuff, you need to do a much better job. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, every now and then, I need to talk to you guys about dating. Okay, even though I know I have it, I don't like to talk about it too much. I just feel like I have to. I don't like to talk about it too much because I've been married 17 years, which means I haven't really dated for about 18. And so I've really been out there. But it's interesting when one of my friends gets divorced and he tells me what's going on and what these women are doing wrong. And so I figured maybe I need to kind of share some of this information with you all. So one of our friends had recently gotten divorced. I think the wife cheated on him. I'm not really too sure about all the details. But so he's out there now. And he never wanted to be. All right. The reason why, you know, you kind of need to know why he got divorced is because it's not that he wanted to be. It's not that he was playing the field. So he's out there. And, you know, he's testing out the water, and he's telling me what some of these women are doing, and a lot of these women are making huge mistakes, and some of these are real good women, too, all right? Like, for example, he'll be talking to somebody, right, who, you know, like a hairdresser or whatever, and as soon as he brings up, you know, well, I'm, you know, divorced, boom, hairdresser basically jumps. Oh, well, go out with me. Well, what, you know, okay, now, the hairdresser's not a bad person. right? Because, you know, I mean, obviously she didn't hit on him when he was married. Okay, but I mean, you know, women who are single, you know, we see guys out there if when we were single, and you know, we see who's a good catch. If they're married, we should already know, okay, don't touch. There's a do not disturb on that one, so go to the next one. All right, but when that do not disturb sign gets taken off, and this is somebody that you've been like, oh my gosh, this person is such a good guy, all right, you see that zoom, that vacuum, right, trying to suck it up really quickly. Suck the situation up. And so a move like that could really mess it up for you, okay? And I mean, here's another move. I guess he went to a party, and he was supposed to meet somebody at the party, and this was a party that was supposed to be kind of one of these things that was kind of themed, maybe, you know, like a ugly sweater party, something like that. And the woman that he was supposed to meet, rather than kind of looking cool and blending in, comes in dressed up for New Year's Eve, right? High heels, mini skirt, low cut blouse, boom. Okay, now I can understand, again, what she was thinking, but I can understand why a guy would be turned off by that. Now, some of you guys are like, wait a second, how is a guy turned off by that? No, you don't understand, okay? A guy new to the single field, okay, is going to still take some very hesitant steps, and you walk out there looking like Cher or Charo. I know, those are old terms, but okay, you see, that's how long it's been since I've dated. You know what I'm talking about, okay? You know, you need to kind of do the Mila Kunis thing, all right, where you look good casual. Now, that's a trick I learned, okay? I noticed that I was not really comfortable in hot get-ups, really sexy, weird get-ups. So I figured out how to look pretty good in casual. And there's a way to look really, really cute casual. And I think there's a certain group of guys that like that. And remember, those are the kinds of guys that I want. I don't want a guy that wants me in leather because I can't keep that up. Right? You know, so I mean, why would I deck myself out trying to look like, I don't know, some super hot supermodel if that's not who I could always be? So I kind of, you know, I mean, if I was out there dating and there was a new married man on the market, a new man who was not married anymore on the market, tread carefully. Now, maybe he is in the mood for leather and that, but then what are your goals? Are your goals for a one night stand to be the rebound chick? Or is your goal to be, I want to be the one he's with because he was with the wrong person this whole time? So you got to, you know, just like this, you know, this hairdresser that decided to kind of jump on the situation because she found out he was, you know, I don't know how she approached it. Okay, but what he perceived was it was like, you know, like vultures, you know, circling a body that's about to die. You know, no. There's a better way to do that. Okay, there's a better way to do it. And again, you know, sometimes lunch, sometimes whatever. Now, I understand. I've dated a lot of men, okay, before my husband, and I understand that sometimes you need to be a little bit more direct. Okay, we don't want to talk about nobody's obtuse or anything like that. It's just sometimes you need to be a little bit more direct, because if a woman asks you to lunch, you're thinking, well, okay, that's really not going to go anywhere. That makes no sense. See, lunch never makes sense to a guy. Okay, dinner kind of makes sense because they're always thinking about after dinner, but lunch, no. Now, if a woman asks a guy, let's go to breakfast, that already gets them thinking. Now, I got to tell you, that's how you need to handle a man. Okay? All right? You need to kind of keep them on their toes, and you need to kind of surprise them a little bit. If I said, look, I'm going to pick you up for breakfast. We're going out for breakfast. Or I'm going to bring breakfast in. He's going to be like, wait a second. Does it mean we're having sex? Are we not having sex? Or is it going to be too early for sex? Is it daytime sex? While he's busy thinking about it, you've already gotten yourself into his mind. See, you got to be really, really smooth and smart about this. Do I cook my husband breakfast? Oh, hell no. No, I've been married for 17 years. But again, you know, if I was out, now, you know what? If I was out there again, I think I'd be scared to death. Okay, because I don't have the body I used to. I would probably be like never doing nothing because I'd be so afraid to have sex with the body I have now. But that's just me. So going back to too much information. No, it's not. This is important stuff. So going back to here you are, you're single. Finally, somebody who you have noticed is available because they're not married anymore. How do you approach it? Well, don't jump. Okay. Let them ease in. Do the friend thing. Believe it or not. Okay. Guys who are married may think like girls for part of the time. I'm not trying to stereotype and I'm not trying to be sexist or anything like that. But this idea of men just wanting to get you into the sack, maybe there may be a little bit of that going, you know what? I'm free. But no, a lot of married men, okay, have been really kind of, I don't know, remodeled by years of marriage. You gotta think through this, okay? An example, if there's some party you guys are invited to, okay, and it's some sort of a costume party, maybe don't do sexy French maid like I did. That may just be a little too slutty, okay? There's a way you could do a costume where you're not trying to be, I know cheerleader costume, I would have always wanted to do a cheerleader costume. I still can't do that. Most cheerleader costumes aren't size 10 and 12 and above, unfortunately, but still, there's a way to do something that'll still show off your sexiness, but you don't look like you're trying. You can't look like you're trying. Same thing with makeup. You don't want to look like you overdid makeup. You don't want to overdo it. Same thing with guys. You know, if a guy comes in, you know, if you guys are going on a date that you think is kind of a casual thing and he's all dressed up, you know, with cologne and you're not at that same level, you know, again, it could be a turnoff. It's this idea of being too much. Okay. And, it's just things to watch out for. So every now and then I like to give you guys dating advice. And like I said, even though I haven't been out on the market for a while, but it's very interesting to see what happens and how people are making simple mistakes. And these, from what I understand, were real nice girls who probably could have had a shot, but their approach was just not right. Now, some of you are like, Dahlia, it doesn't matter. Whoever you're meant to be with, you're meant to be with. All right. I don't really know about that. I mean, I was very, very lucky to meet the guy I was supposed to be with the rest of my life. I was very, very lucky to do that. Okay. But I lost him 3-4 times before that happened. I didn't realize it. I mean, you know, I was obnoxious to him. I was an idiot. I was announcing I was a virgin and how I wasn't going to have sex till I got married. And I mean, it wasn't until I think he was really desperate and had dated anybody he could possibly date and his mother was hounding him to get married that he finally came back around to get me. And luckily he did and he stuck. All right. I mean, I wooed him all the wrong way. So that's how I know I'm with the guy I'm supposed to be with, because I really screwed up the initial encounters over and over and over again. But some of you guys know, you may hook up with somebody, get them pregnant, or you get pregnant, and then you may just end up marrying them, and that was never your goomba. And you only have one chance sometimes to get your goomba, and you don't want to screw it up. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Let's see, which story do I want to go to? Okay, you know what, we're coming up on a break, damn. Let's quickly talk about this before we go on a break. I don't know if I agree with this, but I guess there's a new study saying acupuncture is a pseudoscience. Now, I've had patients that have done extremely well with acupuncture. I think acupuncture is cool. I think it's real. But, of course, scientists always have to, you know, take something very exciting and passionate and dramatic and borify it. So we're going to talk about that, how they say acupuncture is a pseudoscience. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So is really acupuncture a sham? I disagree because I have had so many patients feel better on it, and it's one of the arts I wish I learned. Alright. Basically, you understand the whole energy thing and the whole key thing, right? Where you're trying to rebalance the energy or the key that kind of flows through certain pathways in the body, and you use the needles to help kind of reflow the energy. It's really, really cool stuff. Well, apparently, you know, scientists always kind of make things, you know, they really kind of deflate anything that we seem to get passionate and excited over, saying that it's really just placebo if people claim that they feel better. So what had happened is they followed a group of 47 women being treated with these aromatase inhibitors, which is kind of a breast cancer medication that can give you these menopausal side effects because they kind of block the estrogen so your breast cancer doesn't grow back and your estrogen-sensitive breast cancer. And the medications cause hot flashes, night sweats, joint pain, muscle pain, etc. So 23 of these 47 women received acupuncture. All right? Yet the others received fake acupuncture, where the needles were placed but not in actual acupuncture points. And then I guess they were placed on the skin, but they were not actually put in. So the subjects thought the needles were in them, but they really weren't. So what was the result of this test? Everybody, whether they had the true acupuncture or the not true acupuncture, said they felt better. So the scientists are like, look, if somebody says they feel better from acupuncture, it's placebo. Well, you know what? I'd like to believe that acupuncture really exists for a reason. I mean, and the reason why is because before penicillin and the Z-Pak, okay, and the Prozac and Paxil, we treated ourselves with, you know, for multiple ailments. I mean, the fact that we are living now in the year 2013 going into 2014 means some sort of medicine did right. So absolutely anything that's Chinese medicine in nature, I really dig. Were there a lot of fake remedies out there, you know, from different cultures? Absolutely. But acupuncture is something that, I mean, you know, if it didn't work and people didn't feel like it worked, then there still wouldn't be a demand for it. So then, of course, researchers want to study the power of placebo. Now, remember what placebo is. Placebo is where you have the real treatment and then a quote-unquote fake treatment. And if somebody says a fake treatment worked, that means there was a placebo to it. Just taking the pill, just looking at the Tylenol in your cupboard, just thinking about having Midol in your purse helps the symptoms go away. That's called placebo. All right? And I don't care. I mean, you know, if I could buy a bottle of placebo and have it work, I'll buy a bottle of placebo. I don't care. It's probably cheap. All right? But it was kind of an interesting study, but it's one of those things where whether the acupuncture truly, truly works or not, I'm not going to argue with it. I think the stuff is cool, and I don't think it hurts. Okay? These acupuncture needles are sterile that we use nowadays. So, you know, you don't have to worry about somebody being poked with somebody else's needle. They're in packages. I know this because my partner, Dr. Stu Curry, who we opened our practice with 13 years ago, did acupuncture before he moved to Portland. And you saw the needles, and they didn't even hurt. The needles going in didn't even hurt. It was so cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. An Iowa State University professor has resigned after admitting he faked his research to get a $19 million grant. According to Fox News, he falsely claimed rabbit blood could be turned into a vaccine for the AIDS virus. Dr. Dong Pao Han spiked the clinical test sample allegedly with healthy human blood to make it appear that the rabbit serum produced disease-fighting antibodies. He and his team got $19 million in research grants from the National Institutes of Health, all right? And they say that the findings that where he basically used healthy human blood to make it look like the subject was healthy or the results showed healthy, I guess were reported in scientific journals. But other researchers had started to then try to duplicate the results and they couldn't do it. So then suspicions were aroused, etc. Then the NIH uncovered the scam when it checked the rabbit serum at a lab and actually found human antibodies. He has resigned from his university post as an assistant professor of biomedical studies in October. Why would somebody cheat? Yeah, this makes no sense. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I know everyone's like, grant money. Listen, I worked for the EPA, all right? I worked in research labs. You don't get to take the grant money and go out drinking or go, you know, to the movies with it. Okay, grant money is just designed for the research. Now, I understand you securing a big grant like that. I think we've all seen Eddie Murphy's version of the Nutty Professor, right? Have we not? Yeah. Okay, and so getting the grant money may help secure your job. I get that. But to actually cheat, I mean, science is reproducible. That's one thing I think we've all figured out. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called science. I just don't understand that. That makes no sense to me. And I really kind of feel stupid because I think I reported on that, where they think they found a cure and, you know, we were talking about rabbits, I think it was, or was it around Easter time maybe? Easter Bunny? I don't know, but I remember there was some story around Easter we talked about. So to find out that he faked it and then here in the media we were talking about it, that kind of stinks. But it happens. You know, and it makes no sense. Now, you know, one thing I'm going through with my office right now, and for those that join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, is my staff is getting shaken up because of a lot of the lies they're getting over the phone from patients. and it's kind of making them a little nervous. Okay, you know, we still kind of live by the creed that, you know, somebody says something to you is actually going to be correct and the truth. So people are calling in saying, Dahlia never wrote the prescription, yet, you know, the prescription is right there. They got their narcotic last month. What are they saying? You know, they never got the prescription. Or somebody saying the pharmacy didn't fill it for me. We call up the pharmacy and they did. And, it, you know, it starts to make us nervous when we can't trust each other as humans, which is, again, why there's all this uncertainty and uneasiness about, you know, the government. We don't want to be lied to. You know, there's a lot of things that happen to us. We get cheated on. People give us the middle finger. People give us dirty looks. I mean, we are bombarded and flogged with multiple, shall we say, insults and negativity throughout our day. But when it comes to somebody being as sincere as possible and lying through their teeth to your face, that really makes you nervous because you want to think you're a good judge of character. And, you know, the same thing happened to me the other day. It was, I think, yesterday morning. I'm in the office and somebody calls saying your DEA is not on your prescription pad. I can't fill this. You need to give me your DEA number. And I'm like, who is this? And he's like, oh, it's such and such from pharmacy, whatever. And I go, well, then you know what? All right, which pharmacy are you at? I'm going to call the pharmacy, and then I will call the pharmacist. But I don't know who this is calling me. And then he hangs up. And, you know, I started to be like, you know, I'm sick of that. You know, because what if my guard was down and I'm really thinking it's the pharmacist and I just give my DEA number? You know, it just bothers me and it bothers a lot of us. And so when you see that, you know, somebody who's supposed to be working on AIDS researchers who's supposed to save lives actually cheats. Now, he resigned. I mean, I'm assuming he admitted it, or maybe this is still alleged. But whether, you know, whether somebody allegedly did it or not, I mean, the fact that, you know, we're talking about saving lives and somebody lying to benefit personally, that just freaks me out because we don't want to see this part of human nature. All right. We know there's been some very, very evil people out there. Right. Hitler, Saddam Hussein. I mean, very, very evil people out there. But we like to think that the rest of us are really good and we could work with them. So when you have something like this happen, it just kind of ticks you off. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI-OO. Anthony Weiner may be coming back. Are you kidding me? All right. I guess the politician, and we know about Anthony Weiner and all that, all right, he said on his, I believe, Facebook page, what's next? I'll keep you posted on my plans, but I hope we could keep the band together. 2013 didn't go as I hoped. Is Anthony Weiner going to be back? Oh, no. You know what? It gives us something to talk about. Better than talking about Obamacare. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So concussions linked to Alzheimer's. Pretty scary stuff considering a lot of us have done sports where we've had concussions. I had a couple concussions. I mean, it's scary stuff. But they say older adults with memory problems and a history of concussion have more buildup of Alzheimer's disease plaques in the brain than those who also had concussions but don't have memory problems, though they think that head trauma could be associated with Alzheimer's-type dementia, meaning we could count that now as a risk factor. This was study researcher Michelle Mielke, an associate professor of epidemiology and neurology at Mayo Clinic Rochester. But it doesn't mean that someone with head trauma is going to develop Alzheimer's, okay? That's one of those things where all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples type of thing, where look, just because we see some sort of association, maybe that's not the right analogy for that, but, you know, just because somebody has Alzheimer's that had head trauma doesn't mean all head trauma is going to mean Alzheimer's. The study was published in yesterday's issue of the journal Neurology. Now, they say that head trauma has been considered a possible risk factor, but it was just kind of a link, never really a cause and effect. Her team evaluated 448 residents of Olmsted County, Minnesota, who had no signs of memory problems. They also evaluated another 141 residents with memory issues and thinking issues, kind of like mild cognitive impairment. Now, we know that 5 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease, and they get these plaque deposits of the beta amyloid protein. It builds up between the nerve cells, and therefore the nerve cells can't properly function. That's what I wanted to say. Check your radios, people. You're having some problems with your radio. There's a signal issue. Most people will develop some of this with age, but people with Alzheimer's have it a lot more dramatic. All right? In this Mayo study, all the participants were over 70 years old. They reported they ever had a brain injury that involved loss of consciousness or memory. I know some of you are like, well, what if they forgot that they had a brain injury? Well, then I guess we're in trouble. Of the 448 without any memory problems, 17% had reported a brain injury. Of the 141 with memory problems, 18% did. So they think, I don't know. They did the bone scans. Those with concussion history had levels of amyloid plaques that were 18% higher than those that didn't have head trauma but still had cognitive impairment. So you see how they kind of split it up and they looked at those who had trauma, those who didn't, those with memory issues, and those who didn't. I mean, obviously, if you could avoid, okay, having head trauma, do so. But what makes this study so important is, what if you were a football player, a soccer player, had concussions on the basketball court, like me, fell down a lot and hit her head? You know, I mean, are you at high risk? All right. While we're trying to figure out a cure for Alzheimer's, all right, our job in the meantime is to figure out, well, who's at high risk? All right. It's just something else scientists can do in the meantime to keep themselves busy. All right. We try to figure out who's at high risk, so then when we do have a test or a biomarker or a blood test or something that we can now massively produce and inexpensively test people for, we've already figured out who's at high risk. So, I mean, I got to give them that. I think the scientists are being smart. If we still don't have a cure, start figuring out and dealing with who are the high-risk populations, so when we do figure something out, we can immediately say, all right, those of you with X, Y, and Z, come and get screened. So it's pretty smart stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to find that study on the knee surgery because this is kind of interesting, okay? A new study suggests that these procedures to repair torn cartilage, like these arthroscopies, may not be as effective as you think. And they say no operation is just as good as quote-unquote fake surgery. Now, I don't call those fake surgeries. Apparently in England or in Europe, they call it keyhole knee surgery. We call it arthroscopic knee surgery. I can't tell you how many people have told me they benefit, because you kind of clean it up. You get rid of some loose bodies. You kind of shave down the meniscus that's torn. But, and remember, the meniscus is kind of that crescent-shaped cartilage that acts as a shock absorber. All right, and they go in with cameras, so you don't have to have a whole knee opened up. They look in with the trocar. On the other end, they could go in and have a surgical tool in there to do the cleaning up, etc. Now, out of a study, I guess, out of the UK, they found that these patients didn't really have much change in their knee pain. And so with a study like this, now there's a Finnish study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. They looked at 146 knee patients who were in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, divided them into two groups that were given either the arthroscopic surgery or a fake surgery where nothing got done. They all had tears in the cartilage that had developed gradually rather than through an acute injury. So these were things that were just chronic meniscal tears. Both groups underwent arthroscopy to confirm the tears, but patients having the placebo fake treatment did not have anything fixed. They just thought they went under and had it done. They all got the anesthesia, and they really had no idea if anything was done or not, either group. A year later, the researchers found no significant differences between the groups who actually had surgery done arthroscopically or the quote-unquote fake placebo surgery. Now, even though in the way beginning, within the first, I guess, few weeks, people said they felt better than the other group, they said long-term, by a year, no. Now, this is kind of concerning, a study like this, because many, like me, I definitely need arthroscopic surgery. Okay, I've had some issues with my knee. I know I have torn cartilage. I've just never had time to get it fixed. And I'm just, you know, waiting for the time and the opportunity and the money. Although with Obamacare, I probably need to do something quick. But, you know, I'm fine. I can function. And it's one of those things where I'm like, I really don't want anybody going into the knee and making it worse. So since I can function and I feel fine, I'm going to kind of let sleeping dogs lie. But the study like this kind of makes us a little nervous because, you know, we do arthroscopic surgery all the time. That's not called the fake surgery. The fake surgery is the placebo surgery. They were talking about where they compared an arthroscopic surgery to the quote-unquote fake surgery. And so this is what I always tell people. You know, when you have to make a decision to have surgery, okay, use your best judgment. If you're having pain and you can't walk anymore, all right, you need to see the orthopedist. The orthopedist will usually try conservative measures, physical therapy, an injection, etc. But if that doesn't work, you have surgery, just like with back pain. Okay? You know, I mean, you know, if you are having trouble with your symptoms and you don't think you could go on much longer with it, surgery is an option. Where the decision gets difficult is when somebody says, if you don't do something now, this is going to get worse. And that's when you go, well, wait a second, okay? Do I just let my knees continue the way they are and let them get worse until I need a knee replacement? Or do I try to step in now? Now, if I had a loose piece of cartilage, some loose bodies in there, and my cartilage was frayed, I would think you would have a lot more inflammation. And with a lot more inflammation in the knee, that would cause more arthritis. With more arthritis and inflammatory fluid comes more arthritis in and of itself. So maybe the argument has to be made and the study has to show that doing arthroscopic surgery, and somebody should look at this and study, you know, will prevent knee replacement later. That's probably a good study. You know, I mean, are these knee surgeries not so much helping you with your pain long term, but in terms of preventing you from needing something major down the road? And that would be interesting to look at. You see, I know I should be getting the $19 million grant money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, good for these scientists. They have confirmed that reindeer noses actually do glow red or orange. Swedish researchers have been able to see how reindeers emanate heat as they graze. Reindeers' bodies, of course, are kept warm by their fur because reindeer is in the snow, right? But their noses do glow a bright orange due to the large amounts of heat that their nose releases. Is that cool? These were scientists from Netherlands and Norway. Way cool. They have 25% more blood vessels in their noses. Oh, that's cool. Also, their lips, too. But Rudolph doesn't have big lips. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.